Good morning and welcome to Single Mom Getting It Done. I am checking in today before and after. I'm going for a hike. The kids are with friends for a few hours, and so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go spend some time up in the mountains. A friend of mine posted pictures from up on the mountain that where all the leaves are changing and stuff, and I've been saying I need fall, so I'm like, this is perfect. So the puppy and I are off, but I've been in a really, like, mood lately. I'm not enjoying my job, and it's not my job's fault. I realize, like, it's just, I feel like it's the universe showing me that this is not what I want, and I know it's not what I want, and yet I was doing it anyways, and the universe is like, no, stop wasting your time doing stuff that's not in alignment with you. And so it's just been really, really uncomfortable, like physically sick, mentally just exhausted and emotionally drained. And that's how you know when you're not in alignment. Like if whatever it is, a relationship, a friendship, a job, you know, your kids, whatever, if that's how you feel around them, then it's the energy is off, right? And we shouldn't need it to get that bad before we know. And so that is where I believe my why it's been so uncomfortable is because the universe is like, you keep trying to come back here, you keep trying to go into a classroom, and this is not your thing. And so that's why it's been so uncomfortable. And again, it's not the job. There's nothing wrong with the job. Like, the people are nice. I like my boss, whatever. But it's time for me to go after what I'm supposed to be, not supposed to, but what's more in alignment with me, right? And so it's been difficult because when you're that emotionally drained and that just done, and I feel like I haven't even had anyone to like talk to about it necessarily, which I do, but I don't like to be a downer. Like, I don't like to bring people down energetically. So I have chosen to keep separated from people a lot lately. And that doesn't help either because, one, I don't allow their energy to bring me up. And two, I feel like alone, even though, again, I know this is all my choice. Like, I am creating all of this. And so, you know, it's just been an uncomfortable 6 weeks or so, probably. But so my kids are taken care of today. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go up in the mountain. I know that nature helps. It helps me clear out and focus on what is good. And so my goal today is to just be present and be in nature and be happy. Not happy, but just be whatever, you know, just be. And see what comes in. And then to check in again after and be like, oh, okay, here's what happens. So if you ever find yourself in just a stuck space, you have to change something. You don't necessarily have to get into nature, go up in a mountain or whatever, but change something. Do what grounds you the most. Oh, geez, sorry, something just hit the car. It scared me. Sorry. So something that's grounding. So if that means dance or listen to music or meditate or, you know, go for a walk in nature or whatever, play with your dog, your baby, you know, whatever you need, do it and allow that, that quiet to come over you. 'Cause that's really what I have been really needing lately, and I haven't been getting enough of. And so I'm going to check in again in a few hours when I'm out of the mountain and let you guys know what comes up, because I really feel like you're going to be able to see and feel and hear the difference between my energy now and my energy after. My energy now is like, ugh, I don't really want to do anything. I just want to rest and I want to hide from the world and I don't want to deal with my job. I have 10 days left of my job and I don't want to do it. I don't want to go. But I want this to be my motivation to do what I do want, you know, to really take steps forward into something that's more in alignment with me. So I want to get clear today on my project that I'm creating, my micro school, because there's been hints in my life lately that that may not be what I want to do. So I'm sitting with it. I want to make sure it's not fear that keeps me from doing it, if that's really what I want to do. If that's really what I want to do, that I'm going to get it done, regardless of fear, regardless of know-how, regardless of whatever. I'm going to make it happen if that's in alignment. But if what's in alignment with me is not that, because part of me thinks that teaching at all is not really my thing anymore, but I think that's just, I'm so drained from my job that I don't want to do it right now. But that's what I want to get clear on before I step into something else, because I feel like the universe is going to smack me into place if it's not right. Because it's been uncomfortable, like really, really uncomfortable. So, all right, I am off, but I will check in again after. So go be with yourself. Do what you need to do to settle into to your role, to your place, to your happiness. Okay? All right. You guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.